Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish, Tzadi Vav, we are up to Siv Gimel. The second to last line on page Ayin Aleph, we're about to turn on to page 142. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Im ein lo yayin velo sheichar ushar mashkin. If a person does not have wine for Avdolah, he does not have beer, he doesn't have other drinks, that would be Chamar Medina. So yesh omrim shemuter lo lechol. Some say you don't have what to make havdalah on. You're allowed to eat that night. V'yesh omrim shein mitzapeh shiyeh lo lemachar. Some say if he anticipates to have wine tomorrow on Sunday, lo yochol ad lemachar sheyadil. He should not eat on Motzei Shabbos. He should wait till Sunday. He gets his wine and he makes havdalah. V'im ein lo ela kos echad. If he only has one kos Motzei Shabbos. He does not anticipate getting any more wine tomorrow. So mutav sheyochal kodem sheyadil. It's better that he eats his malav malka before he makes havdalah. V'yivarech olav birchas hamazon, and he'll use the coast for benching. V'achar koch yavdil olav, and then he'll make havdalah on the same coast. Mimashi yivarech birchas hamazon below coast. That will be better than benching without a coast. L'divrei ha'omrim de birchas hamazon to una coast. Again, that's not according to what we hold. That's according to the shita that holds that birchas hamazon requires a coast. You only have one coast, so therefore what you should do is you eat Mlav Malka first, bench on the coast, and then make Havdalah on the coast. Uledivrei ha'omrim de'ena tu'una coast, according to the Shita that holds that Birchas HaMazon does not require a coast. So lo yochol ad sheyavdil, so then you should not eat till you make Havdalah. Make Havdalah first, then you'll eat, and you'll bench without a coast. Umari shekos ze lo hayabo elo revias bitzimtzum. And if we're saying you only have one coast and you have no way to make it into two, we're obviously discussing a coast that has exactly a revias of yayin. Ukfar hayo mazuk kedina, when it was already mixed and diluted the proper way, so you can't dilute it anymore. Shem hayo mesim bo mayim yosir, if you would put any more water in it, lo hayo roi l'shtia, would not be fit for drinking. Shem lo kain, if that was not the case, but it was really undiluted wine, or you could at least dilute it more, so then l'divrei akol mavdil t'chila, so then according to everyone, it's pashe, make havdalah first, v'shoseh bimenu ma'at, you'll drink a little bit what you need for the ikra adin of havdalah, u'mosef olav, and you'll add water to the wine, l'ashlim olu revias, in order to be mashem revias, u'mavarech olav birchas hamazon, and then you'll use that coast that's now diluted properly for benching. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkoton Tezayin. We said a person does not have wine, he does not have beer. V'hu adinim yesh lo sheicha. The same thing would be true if he has beer, elo she'eno chamar medina, but it's not chamar medina, so then it doesn't help you, it can't be used for havdalah. Sivkoton Yezayin, the first sheet said, if you don't have anything to make havdalah on, you're allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos. U'mikom makom tzarech she'yisbala tchila. But before you eat, you have to daven ma'ariv. V'yomer havdolo b'chonin hadas, and you'll say, atachorontanu in the bracha of chonin hadas. V'afal pikein, and even so, even though he's going to be eating without havdolo Motzei Shabbos after Shemone Esrei, kishiyasig l'mochar kos, when he gets tomorrow a kos of yayin, chayiv lahavdol kadin, he would have to make havdolo the next day. Like we'll see later in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. V'yesha rotzim lomer, there are those who want to say, sheyomer ato birchas hamado b'lo kos. Some say if you have no coast for Havdalah, you say the bracha of Hamavdil that you normally say on a coast, but you'll say it now without a coast. Ve'en lahoros kein, but one should not teach this. That's not what we should be doing. Sivkatan yudches. Again, the first shita says that it's mutter lo lechol. V'hod aminu b'gemara. Aye, that which the Gemara says, da meimar ikla la'astra. That our meimar reached a certain place. Lo hoya lo amal lahavdil. He had nothing to make Havdalah on. Vilon v'taynis alamachar, and he fasted till the next day. According to the shita, we're saying you're allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos. Svira lo ledeya zo demachmir al atzmo haya. This shita that says you're allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos holds that he was just being machmir. He was allowed to eat Motzei Shabbos, but he was machmir on himself, and therefore he did not eat until the next day. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yutes. The second shita said, Yesh omrim she mitzapesh yelul machar. If he anticipates having a coast the next day, so he should not eat on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Hainu Baboker. It means he anticipates having a coast Sunday morning. Aval be'erev einu mulchuyev lahantin kolkach. But if he only anticipates having a coast Sunday night, he does not have to wait to eat until Sunday night. And it could be according to the Shita, he wouldn't even have to wait past Chatzos, he just wouldn't be able to eat on Motzei Shabbos, but he would not have to be fasting past Chatzos Hayom on Sunday. Sivkaton Chof, in the same Shita, if he anticipates having a Kosel Mocher, don't eat Motzei Shabbos. Va'afilu b'motzei Shabbos liyom tov gamkein lo yochalem ein lo kos. Even if it's Motzei Shabbos leading into Yontif, where it's Yak Nahaz, if you don't have a kos, you shouldn't eat. However, umari b'she'ein lo pas gamkein. This is discussing where for Yak Nahaz, not only do you not have a kos, you also don't have bread. The imyesh lo pas, that he has bread, alo achriya ramah le'elbeset beis, we already came out in the ramah. Earlier in Sebeis, the Yochol Lahadil Alapas, that in this case, when the Havdalah and Kiddush are coming together with Yak Nahaz, you could make the Kiddush slash Havdalah together on the Pas. Sivkaton Chaf Aleph, again in the same second Shita, that you should wait Ad L'mochar Shiyavdil, till the Sunday, till you make Havdalah. V'yesh Lahachmir Kisvara Achrona Hazo. Alach L'mais, says Dr. Mishabura, one should be Machmir like this second Shita, and he should wait to eat until Sunday. Unless the person is weak and it's difficult for him to fast, then Yochol Lismo Chadeya Rishona, then he can rely on the first Shita, and he could eat Motzei Shabbos after he davens with Atachanan Tanu, even though he's not making Havdalah ala kos. Sivkaton Chof Beis. The Mechaber said on the top line of 142, if he only has one kos, and he's not anticipating to get another kos, he's not anticipating any more kos tomorrow, and now he's stuck with Malava Malka benching and Havdalah, so he said, depending whether you hold, Birchas HaMazon requires a kos or not, the two separate halachos. So says the Mishaburus of Kotomez, but if he anticipates that on Sunday he's going to get another kos, so Yavdil Achshav al koseh, so Motzei Shabbos with the one kos he should make Havdalah, Uba'achilo yamtin ad l'machar, but he should wait to have his suda until Sunday. Kedei shivarech ala kos. Again, if you hold Birchas HaMazon requires a kos, so he has to wait till Sunday till he eats, and then he could have a kos for his benching tomorrow. That's l'man de omer de Birchas HaMazon tuna kos. That's according to the one who says it requires a kos. Mir, however, even according to the Shita Magen Avram bereishim and kuf pei beis cholekals, that he argues. And he says the Vishvil Kos Brichas HaMazon Shelo Yelo, just because you're lacking a Kos Brichas HaMazon, Einu Mechuyev Limnoa Atzmo Milechol, you don't have to hold back from eating just because you don't have a Kos for benching. Sivkaton Chof Gimel. This is going on the case that we said that a person has enough wine in there that's strong enough that he could dilute it, so then it's Pashut, you make Havdalah, drink a little bit. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Kumlo Lugmov, you'll drink Kumlo Lugmov, and then you'll add a little more water to be mashum a second cup to use for your benching. Sivkaton Chavdal, and most of Allah, Hainu Shim Zigenu Bamayim, you'll dilute it with water. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Dalin, Mi She'ein Yodom Masegez Liknos Yain La Kiddush Ula Havdalah. A person cannot afford to buy wine both for Kiddush and Havdalah. Which one wins out? Says the Mechaber, Yikne La Havdalah. He should buy wine for Havdalah, Mishum de Kiddush Efshar Bapas. Because if he has bread, he can make Kiddush on bread, and he should get wine for Havdalah. You can't make Havdalah on bread. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chafei, Yikdel Havdalah, Din Zem Muva Gam Kain La Elbisim in Reish Ayin Aleph. This halacha is brought down earlier in Reish Ayin Aleph, and halachas of Kiddush, Sifyur Aleph, Derech Agav. V'ayin Shabbat Mishaburis of Katan Nun Vav. If you look at note number two, he reminds us a very important point. Sham Hisbar, there it was explained. Shem Yeshlo Sheikhar Lahavdalah. If he has beer that he can make Havdalah on, Mutav Shiakadish Alayayin. Then it's better to get the wine for Kiddush and make the Havdalah on beer. Vafilu be Kiddush al Shachris. Even for the Kiddush of the daytime, Shay Havdalah Efshalazos al Sheikhar Lachaladeos. Everyone holds, as we just learned, that you can make Havdalah on beer if it's Chamar Medina. V'ilu Kiddush Yesha Usrim La'asoso Apas Ola Sheikhar, but some Aser making Kiddush on bread or on beer. And therefore, although the Mechaber says if you only have one cup of wine, you should save it for Havdalah, you can make Kiddush on bread, but Zakta Mishabur earlier, if you have beer that you can make Havdalah on, for sure you should use the wine for Kiddush, not only Friday night, but also for Shabbos morning. Says the Mechaber, says, hey, in Ein Yodu Maseges Likno Shemin Lener Chanukah V'yayin La'Havdalah. A person could only afford one thing. He has a choice between buying oil for Ner Chanukah or buying wine for Abdullah, Ner Chanukah Kodim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's more important to buy oil for the Ner Chanukah. Says the Mishabura, Sevkotun Chavav, Mishum de Persumei Nisa Adav, because publicizing the miracle of Chanukah is more important. V'od, and furthermore, the Iker Mitzvah Abdullah Nuchal Lekayim Batfilah. Even if you can't make Abdullah al-Kos, Lamaisa, you can make the Ikra Abdullah in davening, so you can take your Abdullah in davening, and therefore the money that you have should be bought, should be used to buy oil for Ner Chanukah. Says the Mechaber Sivov, and here we get down to the details of how to make Abdullah, very important Siv. Omer Havdullah Miyushav. The Mechaber says you make Abdullah sitting. The Ramah right away argues and says, V'yesh Omer Mu'umar. Some say you should make Havdalah standing. V'chein nohagim b'medinos elu. That is the minog in our medinos, that we make Havdalah standing. And then he tells us exactly how to make Havdalah. Now this is assuming that the person making Havdalah is a righty. Doesn't discuss a lefty. But lefty l'chora, everything would be reversed. V'ocheis hayayin b'yamin. He starts off with Havdalah holding the kos of yayin in his right hand. V'ahadas b'smol. And he holds the b'samim in his left hand. When he starts Havdalah, the yayin's in the right hand, the besamim's in the left hand. Umevarech al yayin, the first bracha is bar pragafen on the yayin, which is in his stronger hand. Vishuv notel ahadas b'yamin. After he makes the bar pragafen, he switches hands. He takes the besamim, the hadas, in his right hand. V'hayayin b'smol, but he still holds on to the kos in his left hand. V'yivarech al ahadas, and he makes the bracha on the besamim. And then he's machzer hayayin liyumino. Then he brings the wine back to his right hand. You'll notice he leaves off the bracha on the nir. That the Mishabura will add in to be mashlim exactly the format of the Havdalah. So let's see the Mishabura said, Kadal Chavzayin. The Mechaber said, you make Havdalah sitting down. Why should it be sitting down? Mayri kishemotzi la'acheru midei chavasa. This is discussing a case where a person is making Havdalah and he's being motzi others. The Al Kain, and therefore Kevan de Echad Poter Chavero, since one is pattering his friend, Yeshlehem Lechulam Lasos Kvias, they should all make a Kvias, they should set themselves up together. Ubimu'umad Lahave Kvias, if they're standing, that's not a Kvias, and therefore everyone should sit. Vahayesh Omrim Svirle, the Ramah who brings the Yesh Omrim, they hold the Kevan Shehu Halvoyas HaMelech. Since Havdalah is really escorting the king, Ein Malavin Ela Mu'umad, we only escort when we're standing, and therefore it's more important to stand. I, the kviyas that you need by sitting, Ule Inyan HaKviyas Sagi Keshem Ezamnin HaKol V'omdin U'machavnin Kedei Lotzeis. In terms of the kviyas, it's enough that everyone gets ready together, and they're all standing around, and they're machavnin to be yotze together with the one who's making Havdalah. Usvir lahu dimitoch shekovim atzmon kedei lotzeis yedei brichas avdala. Since they're setting themselves up in order to be yotzei the bracha of avdala, mahani nami kvius zo lotzeis bebrichas ayayin. Since they be kaveh for the avdala together, that works also to be yotzei with the bracha on the ayin. If you look at note number 24, he writes, v'chein hoya minag achavetz chayim. That was the minig of Chavetz Chaim, lahavdil ba'amida. The Chavetz Chaim made Havdalah standing. Omnam ha-chazanish and the stipler ha-yinohogim lahavdil miyushav. The chazanish and the stipler made Havdalah sitting. So I guess whichever way you go, that would be fine. But the Ramah did say, v'chei nohagim, that is our minog that we say Havdalah standing. Says the Mishabura Chavches, v'yak nahaz, when it's Motzei Shabbos leading into Yontif, so you are both making Kiddush and Havdalah together in the form of Yak Nahas, L'kuli Yama Tov L'Varach Miyushav, according to everyone, it's better to say that sitting down. Kemo Bishar Kiddush. Like we say by other Kiddush, it's better to be sitting. L'el B'simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sifyud B'Hagah. But as we discussed over there, there are many Minhagim and everyone should follow their Minhag. Now we get to the Havdalah process. Sekadon Chavtes V'Oches Hayayim B'Yamin. You hold the wine in the beginning in your right hand, says the Mishabura. Dechein b'chodover shemivarech alav. Anytime you're making a bracha on any food, tzarech la'achso b'yamino b'shasa bracha. You must hold it in your right hand when you're making the bracha. Ukedol el b'simen reish vav sivdalim. So therefore, when you start Havdalah, you're holding the wine in your right hand, you're holding the besam in your left hand. Then the Mechaber says, after you make the bracha on the ayin, the Mechaber said, Shuv notel ahadas b'yamin. Then you put the besamim in your right hand, v'hayayin b'smol, and you move the wine to your left hand, says the Mishabura, v'eino manicho az miyado. When you're making a bracha on the besamim, you do not let go of the koshal yayin. You keep the koshal yayin in your other hand. Mishum dechol ha-bracho shel avdola mitzvah lios alakos. All the brachas of Avdolah should be made alakos. So although if you're a writer, you should be holding the besamim in your right hand, you should at that point have the kos yayin in your left hand. Sekotan lamed aleph umuvarech alahadas. Here the Mishabur is mashlim, that which the Mechaber leaves off, and he says, after you make the bracha on the besamim umanicho, you place the besamim down, v'roa b'tziparnayim, then you look at your fingernails, umuvarech bore mori ha'esh, and you make the bracha bore mori ha'esh, v'achar kach machzir hayayin liyamino v'gomer havdolah. So while the yayin is still in your left hand, you're making the bracha bore mori ha'esh after looking at your fingernails on your right hand, and then you move the yayin back to your right hand and you finish the Havdalah. If you look in the Sha'ar Tzion over here in Chav Ches, this idea that the Mishabura said that you look at your fingernails, that's in the Prima Gadim. Umashe Kasa B'Shulchan Aruch Umasir Hayayin Liyamino, that which the Mechaber said as well. After the bracha of the Vesalim, you move the yayin back to your right hand. Hainu La'achar Sheberach Borei Morei Ha'ish. So he means that also, you made the bracha on the besamim, you made the bracha on the bari mara'esh, and then you move the kos yayin back from your left hand to your right hand. Very important note over here is note number 25. There's a very clear diuk on the bracha on the esh. The Mishabura said, v'roa b'tziparnayim. You look at your fingernails, u'mavarech bari mara'esh. It sounds very clear that you're first looking at your nails, and then you're making the bracha. So look at note number 25. Mevur midvarav, it's clear from the Mishabura, shekodem yesh liros b'tziparnayim, that first you look at your nails, v'rak la'achar mikein levarich, and then you make the bracha. U'betam adavar kasa v'prim egadim, the reason for this order, writes the Prim egadim, sharei ze kedin shar birchos ha'shavach, this is like all other brachos of praise, shemevarichin la'achar ha'ri'iyah, after you see the lightning, then you make the bracha. So after you see the nair, making the view on your fingernails that you can see it, then you make the bracha. V'chein hoya minag ha'griz, that was the minag of the Brisker Rav, and the stipler. V'chein kasa b'shal shivas or letzion. So they all say, like the Mishabura, that you will first look at your fingernails, and then you'll say the birchas ha'shavach of borei mori ha'esh afterwards. Me'idach, on the other hand, minag ha'chazonish, hoya liros b'tziparnayim l'achar ha'bracha. He would look at his fingernails only after the bracha. Ubir, and he explained, Shekevan shekach nogu bebeis oviv einu mishana. He didn't say that's the proper way to do it. He just says that's what my father did. So zot the chazanish, that's what I did. I kept the minig in my family. V'chein kasa besider hagra ubekisa shulchan aruch ubeshal shuvas igris Moshe kasav shekenu minig haolam v'osin kadin. Rav Moshe writes that is the minig haolam to make the bracha and then to look at your fingernails. But clearly, either way you do it, or whatever your minhag is fine, but it's really not poshut. Sometimes people think that the person looking at his nails before the bracha is making a mistake. They're not making a mistake. That's clearly the mashuas of the Mishabura, and many big poskim say to do that. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, and the Gra says, that Rav Moshe has the minhag is to do it the other way, to make the bracha, and then to look at the fingernails later. So each one according to his custom. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Siv Zayin, Afilu shamu kol b'nei habayis havdalah b'beis hakneses. Even if the entire family heard havdalah in shul, im niskavnu shalolotzes. If they had kavona not to be yotzei, madilim habayis. Then they go home, make havdalah at home. So again, the Mechaber says, even if everyone heard havdalah in the shul, if they weren't mechaving to be yotzei, or they were mechaving not to be yotzei, they make havdalah in the house. So says the Mishabura, if katan lam b'beis, kol b'nei habayis. So if everyone heard Havdalah in shul, they had mind not to be yotzei, they make Havdalah at home. So kol shekein, certainly, im yesh echad mibnei habayis, if there's one member of the household, afilu katan shegiel l'chinuch, even if he's under bar mitzvah, but he has the age of chinuch, shelo shama adayin Havdalah, did not hear Havdalah yet, yucha lahadil bishvilo, you can make Havdalah for him, afshu ba'atzmo yotze kfar yidei chovas Havdalah b'sak nesas, even if you, the father, were already yotzei in shul, you had mind to be yotzei in shul, and you go home and your 10-year-old child is there, dinir havdalah, you are allowed to make havdalah again for your 10-year-old child. Kegon sheneskavin lotzeis, for example, you the father who reshul yad kavanah to be yotzei, ukumo le'inyan kiddush le'el siman reish ayin gimel sevdalid, that even though you were yotzei, you can be motzi others, even a katan that has reached the age of chinuch. Don't think about nashim, that's going to be tomorrow night shir, when it comes to nashim and havdalah, that's a major sugya that we'll discuss tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So there he says it, we'll see Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, the discussion about bimotzi women. Here we're discussing bimotzi men, so men, even if they are below bar mitzvah, but they are over the age of chinuch, you can go ahead, even if you're a yotzei, and make havdalah again for them. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katalam Gimel. So if everyone was in the skavnu shalolot, says everyone had a mind not to be able to say, they go home and they make havdalah again. Kosav alavush. The ha'idna nowadays, mistoma miskaven kol echad mibnei habayis shalolot, says b'havdalah shemavdil mebeis akneses. We assume this stam das is that everyone from the household has in mind in shul not to be yotzei with havdalah being made in shul. She somchin al havdalah shemabayis. The stam das is I'm going to go home and make havdalah afterwards. And the stam das is that people do not have in mind to be yotzei with that havdalah. And therefore the average person, unless he has kavana to be yotzei, is considered that he had in mind not to be yotzei, velo nothik ba, and you're not yotzei with the havdalah that you hear in the Beis HaKnesses. Talmidei Chachomim ein somchen al havdalah she Beis HaKnesses. Stam Talmud Chacham does not rely on the havdalah in shul, umavdilin bebeisam, and they make havdalah at home, kedei sheyuchu lehotzi bebeisam, that way they can be motzi the family. V'chein roi l'chol adam linhog. This is the proper way to be knowing, not to hear havdalah, not to be yotzi with havdalah and shul, make havdalah at home for the family. Kosav amagin avram. In this skavin loseis v'birchas havdalah, if you had kavona to be yotzi with the bruch of havdalah, afal pishul in this skavin l'birchas priagofen, even though you don't have in mind to be yotzi with the bruch of bari priagofen, mikomokom yotzi de havdalah, you are yotzi the entire havdalah. The birchas hamavdil hu ha'ikir. The ikir bruch of havdalah is the bruch of a mavdil, elo da aser lito mehayayin. It's just that it's aser to drink the wine. Elo imkein yivarech priagofen. So the bracha priagofen is a side point. The ikar bracha is havdalah. The bar priagofen is just there because once you make the bracha of havdalah, you have to drink wine. So if you're going to drink wine, you have to make a bar priagofen. So if you only had in mind to be yotzi the bracha havdalah, that would be good enough. I'd like to point out one very important note, and maybe another one as well. Note number 26. We said in the Mishabura what Talmidei Chachamim do is they don't rely on the Havdalah and Shul, they have in mind not to be Yotzei, so they can be Motzi their family when they get home. Says note 26, a great question. We said earlier, it's a machlokas of Havdalah's Darais or Darabonim. But if you made Havdalah in Shvar Esrei, for sure the Havdalah Alakos is only Darabonim. Which means if I davened Mariv and I said Atal Chanotanu, I was Yotzei Havdalah, if it's Daraisa, with that Havdalah in Shvar Esrei, I was Yotzei my Daraisa. And women, which we'll discuss tomorrow night, that didn't daven Maariv, chayavos min ador Torah. So, assuming they're chayiv and avdola, assuming they're chayiv d'oraisa, so I was already yotzei, my chayiv d'oraisa, I only have a chayiv d'rabbanan. And the noshim on the tzad, they have a chayiv d'oraisa, they still chayiv d'oraisa, they didn't daven. So how am I being motzi the noshim? So writes the Chassam Sofer, shem mistame daito shel ha'ish shel lolotzei sidei chavosu b'avdolah shebatfilah. A similar svara, it should sound familiar. We said this by Kiddush Friday night. You have to be motzi your family Friday night. So mistame, you have in mind not to be yotzi with your Kiddush daraisa and Shmoneh Esrei. That way you still have a chiyav daraisa at home alakos. You can be motzi your wife who has a chiyav daraisa. If you daven, you're only the rabban, and how can you be motzi her who's daraisa? So he said, the stam das is that you're going to go home and do daraisa. So I'm so versed in the same thing by Abdullah. If Nashim have a chiyuv daraisa, even though you're yotzei, you're chiyuv daraisa with atal chanatano, we assume the stam das is not to be yotzei there, so you can do it at home with the daraisa and be motzi everyone else. Kedei she'achayev b'Abdullah min atayra, so that you should still have on you a chiyuv daraisa of Abdullah, v'yucha lahotzi es ishto b'Abdullah, then you can be motzi your wife with Abdullah. However, Shlomo Zalman asks a bam kasha on this chasam sofer. V'toma agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach. How could it be that you can have in mind during Atal Chanotanu not to be Yosei Havdalah? Hare Amiras Atal Chanotanu Niskena B'Toras Havdalah Lahatir Asiyas Malacha. Atal Chanotanu was only put into Shmoneh Esrei as a Havdalah by Shmoneh Esrei Friday night. So that's the matbeya of the bracha. So maybe you can have in mind easier that you're not being Yotzei, you're Chiyav Darais of Kiddush, but you're not being Shmoneh Esrei. But here Atal Chanotanu was added on to the Shmoneh Esrei as Havdalah to the Matir Malacha. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's a little funny to say I'm saying Atal Chanotanu but having mind not to be Yotzei Havdalah when it was instituted as Havdalah to the Matir Malacha. That's his Ha'ara on the Chassam Sofer who says that the Sam Das is not to have in mind to be Yotzei Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei. That way you still have your Chiyav Darais and you can be Motzi your wife at home who still has a Chiyav Darais. I'd like to point out one other quick note, note number 28. We said at the end of the Mishabura that if you have in mind to be Yotzei, the Bracha of Havdalah, even if you didn't have in mind the Bar Priagofen, that's fine. Bar Priagofen is a side point. Says note 28, V'afshe birchas ha'mavdil hi ha'ikr, even though it's true the Bracha of Havdalah is the Ikr Bracha in Havdalah, Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shelechatchila mitzvah l'shmoa gamis birchas hagafen. Lechatchila, you should be hearing the bracha b'ayper hagafen. Kevan shi'chelek min ha'avdola. Since it is actually a part of the hadola, v'rayu l'dover. Shem lo tamo min ayayin klal. If no one drank from the kais, lo yotzi yudei chovas hadola. You're not yotzi hadola, so the bracha b'ayper hagafen is what's allowing you to be yotzi hadola, because you have to drink from the kais. It could be, if you don't make a bar pragafen, it could be you're not even yotze, you're a chiev of Havdola. Omnam, Rav Moshe writes in Yos Moshe, Shem lo birach al hagafen, yotze yidei chovas. So if you don't make the bracha bar pragafen, you are still yotze. This could get into exactly what the role is. It's a big discussion. What the role is in the bar pragafen? Is it really a chiluk of the Kiddush or of the Havdola? Or is it just like the Mishabura brings it down over here? Or is it just a side point? It's just a... It's also to have a kosher bracha that you don't drink from, so once you drink it from it, you have to make a bracha. Is it a side point like the Mishabura makes it seem? Or maybe it's a little more important, maybe it's really an ikar part. Some even say that the bracha b'rei bragafen is a shtickle brachas ha-mitzvah itself, and it's part of the mitzvah. That would be totally this machlokas of whether you absolutely must make a b'rei bragafen, or even if not, you could still be yotzi adol without it. We'll stop here and continue with Sivches, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.